I have to finish it immediately. हमारी रसोई बनाता है तो है?
Because this is life poison. Anyone should be. Because if this Hari Katha जीवन को उत्तप्त कर देती है. कैसे उत्तप्त करती है? हाउ? हम लोग अपने घर में पहले बड़े सुखी थे. जब से ये कृष्ण नाम हमने सुना है, फ्रॉम व्हेन वी हैव हर्ड द नेम ऑफ कृष्ण, वी हैव बिकम अपसेट. हम लोग एकदम बदल गए. अब हम कहीं की नहीं रहे, न घर की रही न घाट की रही. जब से इनका नाम हमारे कानों में आया, सखी के बाद सुनाई लो कृष्ण. क्यों सुना दिया कृष्ण का नाम? हम कभी से पागल हो गए. घर गृहस्थी हमारी बिगड़ गई, न किसी से स्नेह रहा, न घर के प्रति आदर. ये कृष्ण कथा ही विषय है. क्यों? सुखदेव गोस्वामी के कान में बचपन में गर्भ में पड़ गया ना, तो माता पिता को छोड़ करके कहाँ भाग गया. यदि सौ कथामृतम तप्त जीवनम कभी भी रिपीड़ितम, कभी लोग इसका वर्णन करते हैं ना? किस लिए? उनका स्वभाव है, उसके गुण के वजह से नहीं. कागज का एक घोड़ा बनाया था जिससे ये तो आकाश में उड़ रहा.
ये तो स्वभाव है,
उनका स्वभाव है कवियों का. इसलिए कवियों ने कृष्ण नाम की इतनी महिमा और महात्म बताया.
ठीक
है, यदि होता तो हम इतनी दुखी क्यों हैं? आज हम विरह में तड़प रही हैं, हमारे जैसा कोई दुखी नहीं है, वो भी रात के समय में, और हम लोगों की आशा दुख. इसलिए ये कृष्ण नाम में, उनकी कथाओं में अमृत लोग कहते हैं ये खेत, ये कवियों की कल्पना और उड़ान है. कलम शाप, हम पाप दूर हो जाते हैं हरि कथा से. ये भी शास्त्रों की ही बातें हैं, उन लोगों की ही बातें हैं. कपोल कल्पना. अब हमारे जैसा दुखी कौन संसार में होगा, जब मिल करके भी और हमसे जुदा हो गया. संसार में जो लोग हैं वो कहते हैं कि हरि नाम सुनने से, हरि कथा सुनने से मंगल होता है. तो कहाँ मंगल हुआ? इसी को मंगल कहते हैं. जो लोग हरि कथा को कहते हैं बगल में पोथी दबा करके और इधर उधर विस्तार करते हैं, वो ठग हैं, डकैत हैं. वो लोग क्या करते हैं? वो जैसे कि हिरणों को मारने के लिए जाल लगाते हैं, बंसी बजाते हैं और वो आ जाता है और उसको मार डालते हैं. तो ऐसे ही हरि कथा कहने के बहाने उनके घर का मोह तो सब छुड़ा देते हैं और उनको भिखारी बना देते हैं, पथ का भिखारी. इसलिए हरि कथा के तरफ में मत जाओ यदि चाहते हो घर का सुख भोगना. तात्पर्य क्या है? इसका उल्टा अर्थ लो. भगवान की कथा अमृतमय है हम लोगों के, किंतु गोपियां कुछ चिढ़ गई हैं इसलिए वैसा वो कहा. ऐसे ही श्रीमद् भागवत के समस्त, अभी हम लोग एक श्लोक का वर्णन कर रहे हैं.
गोपी गीत का वर्णन कीजिए महाराज के श्लोक का. जय जीते अधिकम.
इन लोगों का एक आरंभ कराया है.
हाँ तो मुख्य
We have done 30. नेतत समाचरे तुजा मनसा प्रिय अनिष्ट विनश्यत आचरण मौद्धा यथा रुद्रो अप्रियम दिशा. You have heard this? No one should act, behave, or do by body or by mind or by telling anything. We should not behave like Rashi, as Krishna has done. Otherwise, he will be destroyed. So here he is telling that the Ishwar, like Brahma, Shankar, they are Ishwar. Sukadeva Goswami is Ishwar, Parikshit Maharaj is Ishwar, Indra, Narada, all are Ishwar. They can
transgress the rules and regulations
of all places. But for them, it is no harm. They can do evil of worldly evil and worldly good. Pap and punya they can do, but they are not bound to take the But those who are not Ishwar, they should not do all this. Like he has told the example of fire. Fire takes evil and bad, good, everything. He can take ghee, pure ghee, and he can take also mal.
That is
his solution. So he is always pure, agni. But we cannot be like Shankar took poison and he became famous in the world. And for this act he was called like Nilkanth Mahadev and versatile for all. But if he will take by Murhata means
foolishness,
and he will not think the result, what will be the result, then we will be destroyed. So for Anishwar, those who are bound by their body and mind, they should not act like this. Then we have also gone Ishwaranang Bacha Satya. Ishwaranang Bacha Satya. All the demigods and Ishwars, what they instruct us, we should follow. What they have done, their acts, behavior should not be. But if their behaviors and actions are
the same
as they have instructed, then we should obey. Also, this is for Guru also, Vaishnava also. If a Vaishnava and Guru is in Uttam Adhikar, we should try to follow his instructions, not his every action. Only the actions should be followed, which are helpful and which are favorable for his instructions. Like he gave instances of Ashwatthama. Arjuna wanted to kill. Krishna has told that you should kill Ashwatthama because he appetized. Appetite, you know?
Aggressor.
Burning villages, killing all, slaughtering cows, all are called
Atankwad.
So we continue. Tab pyaaj lahsun mat khana. Pyaaj lahsun khayega to mat lo. Samajh lo. Aaj nahi khayega to lo. Nahi to pyaaj aisa boli tabhi. As your Krishna has told that he is aggressor, he has killed the five sons of Draupadi and so many senapati,
commandant
and captain of Sena.
In general
also. He has slaughtered all. So he is appetite. He should kill him. And when he was caught and brought before Draupadi told it, excuse me. Because her mother will weep like myself.
So Arjuna asked Krishna what to do. He was telling to kill her, and Draupadi is telling that you should not kill her. What to do me? Krishna told that you should take money and yes. insult this. Brahmin should be insulted, not should be killed. So Arjuna did so. He took the money from here and he became like blind serpent. If anyone takes the money from such, they can live their lives. So he became without life. So assaulted. Brahman should be given this human life. So Buddhiman, those who are wise, Buddhiman, they should do like this.
Okay.
But they should not do from mind what to tell about body. They should not do with body, mind and speaking. I will do rash. Then more two slopes. I have done. Now we are telling to coming to 34. Yat pad pankaj paragni seva tripta yoga prabhav vidhuta akhila karma bandha svairam chiranti munayopi na nakyamana tasse chaya atta vapusa kuta eva bandha. You tell him that what to tell about Krishna, that he will have to taste the fruit of bad things. Will not have no karma bandhan for him. No karma bandhan at all for Krishna. Karma bandhan, you know, the bandings of karma, fruits of karma. So by giving examples, three examples he has set up. Yatapada pankaja paragni seva trittan. Lotus feet of Krishna. And in lotus there is para. And it dust.
Pollen.
Huh?
Pollen.
Yeah, pollen.
Pollen. It is the dust in the lotus.
Ah. In flowers and in each flowers. In also gula, rose, like powder. And it may be that in them honey will be there. So bees come to them. Lotus flowers and all belly, chameli, bee. So, those who are nishevan, who are serving the lotus feet of Krishna, not lotus feet of Krishna, but only the dust of lotus, and they are tripta. They are tripta money? Not by satisfying doing service, but they are satisfied with worldly things. No, I don't want. Understand? That's it. Bandh kar do. Bandh kar do. Ab maan mat rakho.
Hello. Hello. हाँ बताइए. हाँ अभी अभी गए हैं. हाँ.
बात कर दो. मत करो. Parishit, if any bhakta, devotee, is paritripta with Krishna service, with bhakti, then he is no bhakta. Huh? Understand?
If someone is satisfied with Krishna's service, then he is
not
devotee?
He is not devotee.
He is fully satisfied.
If you should want even more and more service.
Always hankering. And if he is satisfied, then he is not. He is karmitya. And upadhik bhakti. So upadhik bhakti. Not pure bhakti. If any devotee serving Krishna, and once that I should be separate from all worldly things, no worldly vipatti should come to me. Vipatti means suffering. Suffering should not come to me. I should be out of that. This is Arjuna Vilasa. No? If anyone wants mukti from all suffering and doing bhakti, he is known to be.
Doing bhakti with
Krishna will.
Doing bhakti with?
Doing bhakti to Krishna.
Doing.
But if anyone has any abhilasa for mukti, for having worldly desires, to test worldly desires, then he is no actually bhakti. He is going.
Right.
So any bhakta, I have not seen that he is serving to Krishna. No? And he wants that I should have the salvation. I have never seen in Prahlad Maharaj's
character
that he had never told anything to Krishna about his father, that he is doing so and so. And I should be saved from this. Never he has thought. So any bhakta does not want any desire rather than serving to Krishna. So this is called ananya bhakta, uttam bhakta.
Ananya chintiyo mamgi bhakta li paripasate.
So he will not do anything rather than serving Krishna. If Krishna will tell that, what do you want? Gopis tell.
We want only your service.
Manasa virtue and nectar.
Not your service. They will tell, Gopis will answer to Krishna. That I should be given the service of Srimati Radharani.
किसी भी जन्म हमारे कर्मों के अनुसार हो मगर आपकी भक्ति हमको मिले
नहीं ये भी नहीं they will not want this
then
Krishna will tell that I will give him my bhakti they are telling gopis that I don't want your bhakti give it to another please engage them in the service of Srimati Radhika and the servant of maid servant. This only.
Yes.
Nothing, no Krishna at all.
In the service of Rama.
Or the service of any Radhika Dasi.
Radhika.
Not direct to Krishna.
So
here, Pada, Pankaja, Paragani, Seva, Trikta. Here, he is satisfied. What satisfied? He has no taste for any worldly desires. To taste any. Not for, even for mukti. Not enjoy also by Kuntha. Ajodhya. And the dasi, to service of Rukmini and Krishna. Not Kubjapati, nothing. Then they are actually the body of Krishna. Why they have become so? Because serving the lotus feet dust, they have become so. And worldly bounding and everything has washed away forever. No janma, no maran, no birth, no nothing. That they are they have become qualified to serve Krishna and Radha in Braja. Vidhu, vidhutakhila, karma bandhaha, yoga prabhava. By yoga prabhava, what bhakti yoga? Here, the fruit of bhakti is prema bhakti, prema bhakti, prabhava. Also this meaning is secondary. Yoga, radha, dasya, prabhava. This is yoga. Understanding? Radha, dasya, yoga, prabhavena, prabhava. He has conquered all karma bandhas, all desires, everything. Or bhakta has conquered janma bandhan only by the serving of lotus feet, dust. They have gone out of karma bandhan. And yogi by yoga prabhava, by bhakti yogi here only. This can be added to both by bhakti yoga. What bhakti yoga? Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam. Only by sadhan stage. When this bhakti is not bhakti, this is abhas. Nama by namabhas. Apai tu nama spuranina tatte prarabdha karma virautudeva. If anyone chants Krishna, not purely, even by namabhas, karma bandhan goes away. Vasude parayadhar. What by Krishna prema and by the dasya prema of Radhika? Here, vidhutakhila. Vidhutakhi mane even akhil. Akhil means then virah. Virah also goes away. By this, by prem bhakti yoga, viraj also goes on. And meeting of Radhika and Krishna comes. What to tell about this bogus karma bandha, suffering of words, by only chanting one name, not purely even, by namabhas, by hearing samanabhas, by remembering not fully but abhas, this happens. So he is telling, then what about Krishna? By the feet, not feet, lotus feet, not lotus feet, duster, even not duster, by praying lotus feet. Even all these, all things go aside. To tell about Krishna, if any serving Krishna. So Krishna will be come, is bound to come in karma bandha. Again he is telling, svairam charanti munayo api nanagyamana tasi chaya atta bapusa uta eva bandha. He is telling that svairam charanti munayo. We can take this meaning three in one or three different. Here Munayo. Who are Muni? Narad Muni. Sukadeva Muni. Vishwamitra Muni. He was defeated by Kamdev, you have heard. In Pushkar. By Menka and all others. But he has also have very, he was fortunate to have the service of Ram and Krishna. And he has helped in Sita marriage with Ramachandra. And he became the guru of Ramachandra. And so, living with so many months with Ramachandra, with Ramachandra and love. And forever he became of Ram.
Vishwamitra ji
to वशिष्ठ से लड़ाई झगड़ा किया, किंतु फिर उनको मिल गया भगवान की कृपा से उनको रामचंद्र जी का साक्षात संग और उनकी सेवा का फल मिल गया।
उनको कामदेव ने भी परास्त कर दिया था मेनका के ऊपर मेरी जी, और तो भी वो दोस्त को नहीं देखा, सबको खत्म करके और अपनी सेवा दे दी।
तो स्वयं चरण की मुनयो दोज मुनि वह भक्ति जो विपन्न भक्ति जो प्रेम जो एंड दे आर सर्विंग द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण डस्ट ऑलवेज रिमेम्बरिंग कृष्ण no by mind there are muni so munyo api swairam charanti they are out of bad and good and evil and pap swairam charanti swairam means freely they can do any thing as krishna can do you have heard the narad rishi he went to concert and told that oh they are gathering and they are making any sharyantra conspiracy to kill you, all the Yaduvansi are demigods, they have gathered you to kill you, so they are conspiracy, they are conspiracy to kill you, so be alert. And he went to Vasudeva Maharaj. He told that don't fear. In some days Krishna will come himself in the womb of Devaki. So you should never fear for this. What can he do? Let him go. He cannot do anything. Again Kansa came. Narada came. Told that if I had left all these boys not killing, he has left. So pilot first when first boy came and he get to Kamsa, he told that he is not my killer, he will not kill me, so you should take, you are so so
honest,
so I am so much pleased with you with your honesty. So Krishna Kamsa returned, first second he returned. Then Narada came again. Oh my disciple, my very, very, very dear disciple, why you have left them? You don't know, they'll be grown up and then eight, combined effort of eight, and they will kill easily. So you should kill one by one by one, all. And your task will be easy when eight will come. Otherwise, there are so many grounds also. From where they will count 1, 2, 3. If they will count from 6, then second, third will be 8. And if from any other point they will count, then second will be 8. Sometime fifth will be 8. So you should be alert. You should not come in the trap of the semi-gods. So he at once began alert and he told Vasudeva that give up that boy and he smashed it. And he went to Krishna in Braja and told that, oh, you should go just now. Because Kansa is so much giving suffering to Vasudeva and Devaki. And if he will not go tomorrow, he will kill both. He should go. Krishna told that, yes, I am trying to go. Otherwise Krishna has no remind. He was not reminding anything. He was almost testing Brajalila. So Narada Rishi, so he is guru of all. He is guru of Kamsa, he is guru of Aghasu, Bakasu, he is guru of Devaki, Vasudeva, he is guru of Krishna also. So Narada Rishi. We cannot judge how Narada is. He is the best devotee of Krishna.
he wants to fulfill always the Krishna ambition. So he can do evil and bad, good and bad also. To give suggestion to Kans, it is evil thing. But he is out of all these things. No evil for him. And Krishna will not be angry to him. Because he is arranging Krishna coming very soon. So, doing evil is not good. So they are met. Swayam charanti munayo api. If Nityananda Prabhu has married two marriages, if he can marry 1,000, no harm. But for others, other sannyasi, any brahmachari who is serving Thakurji so many times, for so many years, he is brahmachari and he wants to marry and he marries, then what? Bantasi he will be. But Nityananda Prabhu being a sannyasi, more than sannyasi, being a god, being Krishna brother, being Krishna himself.